continuing our tradition of learning. For those who do not have someone to learn on their behalf, please learn this week's Mishnah on the Parsha in the merit of Rachel Bas Michal HaKohen. This year is brought to you by Chevra Lom the Mishnah and the OU. This week's shiur on Hanukkah is entitled The Menorah and the Sukkah. Last week we discussed the famous question posed by the Beis Yosef concerning the duration of the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. True, the oil burned for 8 days, but only 7 of those days seem to have comprised the miracle, as the Kohanim started out with enough oil to last one full day. Why, then, does the festival last a full 8 days instead of the 7 that correspond to the miracle? There are numerous positive resolutions to this issue, wherein the commentators go to great lengths to demonstrate how the first day was also part of the miracle. Another approach, utilized by the Bnei Yisachar, is based on the word of the great medieval Kabbalist known as the Rokeach. The Rokeach claims that the festival of Hanukkah was patterned after the Yom Tov of Sukkot, which also lasts for 8 days. Not only does he bring scriptural allusion to support this contention, but he also points to a fundamental relationship between Sukkot and Hanukkah. As we know, the Yavanim, the Greeks, promulgated various decrees against the Jewish people in an attempt to stifle their performance of mitzvahs. Specifically, the Rokeach asserts, they targeted the institution of the Sukkah and outlawed the fulfillment of this particular mitzvah. With this idea, explains the Bnei Yisachar, the Beis Yosef's query is handily resolved. Since Hanukkah follows the Sukkot's model, it must last for 8 days, regardless of the miraculous quality, or lack thereof, of day one. What obviously begs clarification, though, is the very relationship highlighted by the Rokeach. It seems that Sukkot and Hanukkah are inextricably bound to the point where the basic structure of Hanukkah is tailored to dovetail that of Sukkot. And the Yavanim, in the thick other anti-Torah campaign of that time, placed a premium specifically on the mitzvah of Sukkah. Uncovering the underlying ideas behind this curious situation may provide us with a unique perspective on the holiday of Hanukkah, as well as the bedrock of what it means to be a Jew. To begin to arrive at the fundamentals, it is apropos to concentrate on this institution of Hanukkah itself. The fact that there exists such an elaborate commemoration of this particular miracle is a point worth noting in and of itself. The Mishnah Novel states the following: Asara Nisan Nasala Vaseinu Beis HaMikdash. 10 miracles were wrought for our ancestors in the Beis HaMikdash. Just to mention a few: Lo Esriach Besara Kodesh Me'olam. The sacrificial meat never spoiled. Lo Niras Vuv Beis HaMikdash B'chayim, a fly never appeared in the slaughterhouse. Omdim tzifufim u'mishtachivim revachim. They stood compressed but bowed comfortably, meaning when standing, the crowd of people were tightly packed together. But when it came time to prostrate themselves, there was suddenly plenty of room. Although quite miraculous, no specific holidays or practices were established to commemorate these wonders. Only the Hanukkah miracle warranted its own commemorative festival. The question then is, why did the miracle of the menorah receive such special treatment? Based on a concept cited in numerous Sfarim, Rabbi Yochanan Olshin clarified the unique nature of the Hanukkah miracle. Most other miracles are of a type known as Isarusa Dila'ela. They are summoned from on high. That is, the people are in need of a miracle, and Hashem in His mercy sends one to provide their salvation. A classic example would be the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus, wherein the people had no input in the implementation of the miraculous deliverance, but Hashem in His kindness dispatched a miracle from His abode. The miracle of the menorah was of a different sort altogether. This was Nesarusa Dilisata, a miracle effected from below. That is, it came about through the people's own efforts. The Hanukkah miracle was unique in that the Jews themselves brought it about. The Bach in Or Chaim mentioned this idea. He explains that it was through the Mesiras Nefesh the intense and life-risking effort invested by the Jewish people at that time to restore the temple service to its pristine state, that they merited and actually caused the miracle of the menorah to occur. By pushing themselves to the limit for the sake of Hashem's service, they effected the miraculous restoration of this very service through the kindling of the menorah. The singling out of the menorah miracle by Chazal points to the fact that the underlying principle of this miracle is actually fundamental to a Jew's very service and existence. As noted by the Bach, this miracle encapsulates the inherent strength and obligation of the Jewish people, Mesiras Nefesh. Through it, the Jewish people can even cause miracles. Indeed, as Rabbi Yaakov Emden states in the introduction to his Siddur, the very fact that the Jewish people continue to exist is the greatest miracle of all. The Yevanim were well aware that this idea was a secret to the Jews' existence, and it was for this reason that they set their sight on the mitzvah of Sukkah. Mesiras Nefesh is not limited to risking one's life on behalf of the greater cause of serving Hashem. Rather, any time a Jew overcomes his inherent nature in order to fulfill Hashem's will, he is performing a heroic act of Mesiras Nefesh. To combat the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, on a daily basis certainly requires one to push himself to the limits. This is especially so in light of the fact that most of the world is dedicated to the singular pursuit of their natural desires and inclinations. And this is what the Sukkah is all about, Mesiras Nefesh. As the Torah describes by the mitzvah of Sukkah, while most people start curtailing their outdoor activities to avoid the inclement weather of the season, the Jewish people head outside to perform a mitzvah. The Yevanim realized that this mitzvah symbolized the Jews' strength to survive as a Torah nation, which is what they sought to quash. But they are long gone, and the Torah nation continues to thrive.